This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Electric vehicles are a key part of Colorado's plan to beat its climate goals, but cleaner cars won't solve every issue the state is trying to tackle, like traffic and pedestrian safety. Patricia Romero-Laco is with the National Renewable Energy Laboratory.
Do we want to continue electrifying private vehicles? Then we will have the challenge of accommodating more electric cars that will pose huge demands on road space. They will also continue to result in traffic fatalities.
Romero Longo says better bus and rail service and denser development would also help with those issues. Charitable games like bingo have stopped during the pandemic, leading to a loss of tens of millions of dollars in revenue for charities. The total wagered in Colorado on charitable games fell 80% in the second quarter. Tom Bednark runs Colorado Youth Basketball. He says many youth sports organizations rely on that money.
I know we won't be able to provide as many scholarships this year as we normally do.
Bednark says they've had to switch up their fundraising to direct solicitations, but it can't cover the shortfall. More than 250 people have continued to work on the Cameron Peak Fire in northern Colorado through the Thanksgiving holiday. Overall, they say fire activity is minimal and the fire is 92% contained. It's been burning since mid-August. This is CPR News.